We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It is 8:15, and what's the adage? First thing you do when you find yourself in a hole is to stop digging. Well, as it relates to COVID-19, I guess we're all wondering, well, are we making any progress? Are we getting out of the hole, or do we continue to dig deeper? Ross McKinney joins us now, Chief Scientific Officer for the Association of American Medical Colleges. Good morning, Doctor. How are you?
Good morning, Tommy. I'm just fine, and how are you?
I'm well. Thank you for taking the time with us. So, where do we go from here, I guess, is a question, right? And do we have to change completely what we've been doing? Do we have to build on them? Do we start from scratch? What did the American Association of American Medical Colleges come up with? Because I know you guys have, what is it, 9, I think, immediate actions and then some longer-term directives?
Yep, we do. We have about 9 immediate actions, and, you know, we can medical our way out of this. That's our notion, that there are a lot of common sense things that if we just do them systematically, and we're an organization, we've got friends on both sides of the aisle. We've got friends. My boss used to work as a director of the Smithsonian Institute under Trump. So we're friendly on both sides of the aisle. So in a nonpartisan way, we need to be sensible. And so our nine-point plan includes things like, let's get our supply chain fixed because we're short of drugs, we're short of PPE, we're short of the stuff we need to run lab tests. And for everybody,
can I ask you,
we need to be
what
paying,
we,
yeah, sure.
No, go ahead, sir. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, I was just going to say we need to pay attention to masks, for example, and everybody should be wearing masks. So we've got a set of standards on face coverings that should be nationwide that we'll be putting out on Monday as recommendations based on evidence.
What are they likely to say?
They're likely to say, use some common sense. If you're going to be around people and under 6 feet, you should be wearing a mask because there's no risk to it and there is benefit on both sides. We've got the data to say, you know, that wearing a 2-ply or 3-ply mask will decrease transmission and is likely, if you happen to get infected, to make it milder. So in all regards, it is a good idea to be wearing a mask at all times. You're around people within 6 feet, indoors or outdoors.
Is half a mask better than none? And what I mean by that is I was out yesterday and I saw, I guess, half a dozen people with masks, but it didn't cover their nose.
It's not smart, so you ought to cover your nose. But if you're more than 6 feet away from somebody, it probably isn't as critical. But if you're expecting to be within a close distance of anybody, you should be wearing the mask and over the nose.
Okay. When you talk about critical drug shortages, what is it that we're running low on and we need more of and can't get?
Well, you could take as a starter remdesivir, which is the one drug we have that we know works for COVID. And it's not available in adequate quantities. And it's had to be rationed, and a lot of people just can't get it who need it. And the other drugs that are in short supply are the intensive care unit drugs that are used to intubate people, because we've had so many people in the hospitals who've required ventilators and need to have the tubes down their throat. Well, you need to sedate people when they've got a tube down their throat because it's not comfortable. And if you're fighting against it, it doesn't work. So we've had to sedate people. We've run out of the drugs to do it with.
We got to take a break here, but I want to give you some uninterrupted time to talk about this testing and timeliness of results. And And then in terms of stay-at-home orders, reopening protocols, one concern I had as we began to reopen is that if we reopened, then everything we were trying to do, maybe in terms of deaths up to, what, over 150,000 now, and then we'll talk about the predictions, that maybe we would undo all. It would have meant that we did all what we did, all of the pain, all of the sacrifice for nothing, and we would have given it back. And that thought of that just drives me nuts. So we'll talk about all that when we come back. Our guest, Dr. Ross McKinney, Chief Scientific Officer for the Association of American Medical Colleges. He's talking about, and I love this phrase, we can medical our way out of this and use common sense. And his organization is bipartisan. So everybody's represented here. We're just talking about science and medicine. 8:20, time for traffic now, WWL. Tommy Tucker, WWL, 8:24. Dr. Ross McKinney is our guest. He's the Chief Scientific Officer for the Association of American Medical Colleges, who put out a list of things that, I guess, the way forward, if you will. And as he said, we can medical our way out of this. I had a phrase myself, Doctor. I don't know if it's too crude to be used, but it's before we can put a mask on, we have to get our head out of our rear ends. So I guess...
True.
I guess, again, I'm not trying to be crude, but I guess, you know, I'm getting text here on our text line from a lot of amateur scientists that are saying wearing a mask is dangerous, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And just so we can address it with you, has there ever been any science that has proven that wearing a mask can hurt you?
The answer is no. And, you know, all you have to do, think about it. How many surgeons have worn masks all day long, and you don't see them peeling over and dying in the operating room? It don't happen. So, in fact, there is no evidence that masks are bad. That's all basically made-up science, and the real stuff says it's safe.
And then you got this fool from Texas, Gohmert, the representative, saying that maybe he got it from the mask, that maybe he somehow infected himself, which is got to be the stupidest thing I've ever heard. And I, you know, I'm not great at biology. That was not my strong suit. But anyway, let's talk about the availability. No, but you understand what I'm saying, Doctor? And that's what bothers me when
absolutely.
These people that are. Go ahead.
No, I was listening. I agree.
The people that are supposed to be leaders, they come out with this foolishness and people latch on to it. Let me talk about testing, timeliness of testing, availability of it. Do we have to just rethink this completely, or where are we now in terms of getting timely results so we can contact, trace, et cetera?
What we need to be able to do, we need to invest in rapid technologies like antigen testing, which is not perfect. You know, it only gets 85%. If you're infected 85% of the time, the test will be positive. But that, you can do it quickly. It gives you a result in 15 minutes, like your rapid strep test. And we could do those, and they're cheap. And you could make them more widely available. So the country ought to be buying massive numbers of antigen detection kits because we could expand our testing dramatically in just a few months if we would make that investment.
In terms of alternative tests, and true story here, I'm having a knee replacement surgery later in August, and I've had one done already, but I have to have a COVID test before it. And, Doc, I'm not kidding. I'm worried more about the nasal swab up the nose than I am the knee surgery. Is it as bad as it looks, and should people just realize, get tested, it's not that terrible?
It doesn't. You know, all this, you will cry. And all, I mean, you cry because of a reflex response, but it's not that bad. And obviously millions of people have been tested and survived. So it's not the most comfortable thing you will have in your day, but it's not like putting a nail through your foot.
Before we run out of time, please talk about expanding health insurance through COBRA, because you got a combination of a lot of people that have lost their jobs. COBRA is extremely expensive. I know some people that have been furloughed have kept their benefits. Talk about all of that, please, if you can.
Well, what we think should happen, so COBRA is the one strategy we have. We actually think long-term, you need to deal with the fact that employer-based insurance, we've just seen why it doesn't work. You know, you lose your job and there's no insurance. And COBRA is something you can buy, but it's so damned expensive, nobody can afford it. So we think that the government should subsidize COBRA so that you're able to sustain your insurance until we get through this gap in employment. And ultimately, we should get rid of insurance that's employment-based and move to some other model that, that provides steadier insurance for people.
In terms of shutting down, stay at home, where does the association stand on that?
We think there should be standards. I mean, you can get to reach a point where you can get back to minimal need to be staying at home. But if there's 10% positivity in your local test rate, if there are lots of cases, if there's community spread, you should probably have a stay-at-home order. And we should be able to establish standards that could be applied across the country because they're not that, the differences are not that great at the local level. It's really, those are things that you could provide public health standards that, that in, the governments could be using.
Number nine really got me. Inform, educate, and engage the public, because I know I see on the text line the people that either refuse to accept this. We're going to spend the 9 o'clock hour talking about QAnon. But at some point, when did we all become scientists where we think that we can look up on the internet anything that matches our opinion and it's true? How do you get people to buy in?
What you have to do, people who know what they're talking about need to be willing to speak up. They need to be consistent. They need to admit when they're wrong, because you want people to trust you. And trust comes when people say what they know. They don't say what they don't know. They don't fill in gaps with bull. They just speak the truth and are consistent. And people can come back to them. They'll get a consistent answer. And if there's new information, people know that you are revising your answer because there's new information. That's the kind of trust that we need. And we hope that we can be a trustworthy source of information because we're not doing this with a political agenda. Our agenda is to try and make people as healthy as possible.
Doctor, I appreciate your time deeply. I hope we get to talk to you again. Dr. Ross McKinney, Chief Scientific Officer for the Association of American Medical Colleges. Have a great weekend. It's 8:30. When we come back, we're going to talk to a founder of a survivor corps. You'll hear about some of the things that people are suffering with after contracting COVID. 8:30, time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Dave Cohen.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.